I like that proverb or that description we considered, I don't know, I guess Sunday, like some of you, I find it's a blur, all that's happened. But of words fitly spoken being apples of gold and pitchers of silver. And that caused me, I've known that for the saying for a long time, but to have it brought up again caused me to think about how precious do I count my own words? And behind my words are my thoughts. And after my words and my thoughts are my deeds. And when the words are valuable, then the rest follows. Sometimes we think it's the other way around. Well, I'm feeling this way, so, you know, whatever rips out of my mouth or whatever I decide to do, then I'll do it and apologize later. I've heard of that style of government and also that style of living. I've really been meditating a bit on the great gift that's been given to us as people, the gift of speeching and speaking. Sometimes we speech too much, but just letting, they say what, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Well, you can look at it the other way around. Out of the control in the mouth, the heart gets a chance to percolate a bit and to change, because what comes up isn't what comes out necessarily. And when you look at our politicians, both sides of the border, that there's something to unfold there, that among us, what comes out isn't just what came up. And that if we speak, there's thoughtful meditation behind those words. And not necessarily that we take a week to get around to speaking, but that there's that care. What would you do with a bunch of apples of gold and pitchers of silver? And I appreciated a piece that's been circulating. Tessa Maskell brought from Ken Wilber of it was just read. It's so beautiful. It's what we've come to do. And the burden is only heavy if we don't speak, or if we don't bring the right words, bring those apples of gold. And maybe that's a lot like the rest of the burdens in our lives, like the rest of the burdens in my life. It's only because they're not picked up and carried with care that they're heavy. I know one thing they taught us, I forget what job it was at when I started working, was the right way to pick things up. There is a right way so you don't end up all stove up and crippled by the end of your working life. And that's to bend your knees. And maybe there's a little wisdom in that, that when we bend our knees before we pick up on something, maybe that's a little like prayer. We're humble enough to bend our knees, humble enough to bring love to that action we want to say something about, or to that great idea I just had, where I bring love to it and let it have its life. Something was mentioned about toddlers, and if you bring up any, that's a great lesson in the thoughts and the feelings of life. And the love that we give to these toddlers that exercises are the same love that our world's asking for. So, may I be there with the patience that a toddler needs, that it grows up strong.